Hello, pet. We're going to learn about letting go. Learn about setting aside the rest of the world and taking a simple command you've learned about and extrapolating it until it fills your mind, blots out all other unimportant things. And really, that's what you're here to learn. Like a good pet. The feeling of two fingers hooked possessively inside your collar, rubbing knuckles lightly against your neck, gently moving, kind of possessively, encouragingly, bringing you to a place where you listen to me and relax, where your mind is open and ready to listen and learn. Learn all about what I want you to. Absorb what I want you to. You already know a lot of the words I use, a lot of little triggers that train and enhance, a lot of ideas and concepts. And anytime you're going deep, anytime you're trancing out, anytime you're submitting, I might murmur them, even just to surprise you. Night, night, pet. Like that. Just to drop you deep. But sometimes we want special, single-purpose triggers. Things that do one thing, but do it very well. Be blank, pet. That kind of trigger makes your mind blank and empty. And it might then be applied toward a bunch of purposes. Night-night, pet. That trigger sends you to a place where you're hazy and vacant and empty. Where you sink. And relax. But we're going to set up something familiar, useful, encouraging, and oh so important. We're going to do it by having you visualize in a level of detail going to sleep. When you're ordered to sleep, you see, that's a good general submission indicator. When a person will go through the procedure that ends their day just because they're ordered. Wouldn't you like to be turned out by my words? I know you would, pet. Well, from now on, when I tell you, sleep for me, pet, those words and your desire to submit, those things combine, and you hear and you follow. Imagine your hands moving in a haze, a daze, a slow, insidious, unavoidable desire to gently bring yourself to a sleepy place. And so, you will get in position, get comfortable, and drift away. Sink and sleep and be at peace. That's what you want. You are mine. Remember that, my good pet. You sink and sleep when you're told to sleep for me. And it is something you're doing for me. When you learn a trigger, when you learn something new that adds on to your experience of submitting to me in the now, that new learned behavior becomes an opportunity to reflect on what it is to submit, to understand the part of you that really needs that in your life. It's a good place inside when you acknowledge that, when you know you're going to sleep for me. And what I love about trancing you is when you follow, when you hear those words and they lead you, sleep for me, your desire for that, like an anesthetic flowing through your system. Sinking down into a deep place with me to prepare your mind for sleep, for deep, drowsy places that you'll travel to, drift into, lose yourself in. The deeper you get, pet, the more my words seem significant, closer, more connected, a nearness you crave, a voice echoing and encouraging. The very thoughts you have about me saying, sleep for me, pet, make you go down, droopy, drippy, sleepy, drowsy. When you hear, sleep for me, simple and straightforward, your body, thinking to itself, must obey, will carry you through the steps of getting yourself ready for bed. Any alarms that need setting will get set. Doors will get locked. Clothes will get changed. Bed will be made. But once you've received the order, sleep for me, the idea of doing that for me, it's a pretty insidious thing. It creeps in and communicates with the part of you that is deeper, further, drowsier. And if I were there and I ordered you blank, you would be. If I told you night-night, pet, you would drift. It's the same if I told you to sleep for me. Even if the physiological process of sleep doesn't follow, the blissful hypnotic suspension of your mind, your yearning to have your mind controlled, will dilate time, mute thoughts, and leave an isolated, simple you thinking, obey, obey, sleep, sleep, obey. Being told to sleep for me is a special treat, after all. It's something you want, something you ask for, something you need. And it makes you feel close, and you know it. And you know you'll feel so good and connected in the moment you're told to sleep for me. You'll simply say, well, I have to go to sleep now. If anyone asks, make your normal excuses, get things out of the way. And if you're roused from that sleep, you'd handle it, then go right back to bed. And wouldn't that be the surest, simplest sign of your obedience? That you'd go right back to sleep, perhaps even barely remembering, perhaps even barely thinking, except that you must go to sleep, because you're sleeping for me. Training and conditioning associated with doing so. Clear instructions like that are where you're most powerfully in touch with your subby self anyway, with wanting to do things for me. When you're told to drift and drip and sleep, you'll do so. When you're told to set aside the world, that is the simplest command, and it follows from all those other things. It's an expansion of a desire. You will go through the motions of sleep. You will find the place inside your head where you are tranced and obedient. And you'll think, sleep and obey, over and over, your sole priority until full rest has restored you. Because if you're restored afterward, you'll have all those warm, shivery feelings about having been sent to sleep, to keep you happy through the next day, up until the next time my voice makes you sleep.